Unit 10. Deadly Progress. The most alarming of all man's assaults upon the environment is the contamination of air, earth, rivers, and sea with dangerous and even lethal materials. A woman named Rachel Carson wrote those words in her book, Silent Spring, in 1962. In those days, there was no such thing as an ecologist. At that time, there was little awareness of the close relationship between progress and its impact on the natural world. She introduced this concept not only to other scientists, but to the general public through her writing. Because of her strong influence, she is considered to have provided the incentive for the modern environmental movement. Through articles published in The New Yorker, she changed the way people in America thought about the use of toxic chemicals. She also criticized the government for not protecting its citizens from destructive chemicals. Chemical manufacturing companies vehemently fought against her. Their profits were threatened because she pointed out the dangerous and deadly side effects of the insecticides and herbicides they were selling. They attacked her by claiming that she was against progress. She defended her position by saying that dangerous chemicals, if used, must be used responsibly by responsible people. Her message was that humanity must refuse to destroy nature in the name of progress. Rachel Carson grew up on a farm and enjoyed the beauty of nature from an early age. She loved science and majored in biology in college. She also happened to be a good writer and became very well known because there were few writers who could write about science for the general public at that time. Over a period of 20 years, she had become aware of the damage being done to the environment in the name of progress. Rachel saw how rivers near her home became polluted from industry. "I can no longer remain silent," she wrote to a friend, and began to write articles about the shocking impact of the agricultural chemicals in use all across the country. She told of the accidental deaths of adults and children because of the careless use of deadly chemicals. She explained about the devastating damage on birds and insects and how poisons were even entering the food and water used by humans. Finally, her voice reached the president, John F. Kennedy, and the government began to regulate the use of toxic chemicals across the country. Rachel Carson, a lone woman, took on the giant chemical corporations and won. She did it not for herself, but for all of us. The corporations not only lost to a single woman, Rachel Carson, they also lost a battle in search of profits against humanity.